What's up, Hooligans? This is Zach Stevens with DNVR Broncos, and you're listening to The Hole Show on 1310 KFKA. Everybody get up,
it's time to slam now. We got nice. The real jam going down. Welcome to the Space Jam. Space That's jam. Beautiful. I don't even know. Let's see. If David Roddy. David Roddy's joining us now. Superstar, man. Loved this game last night. 27 points, 15 boards. David, do you recognize that song and what it's from?
Yes, this was Space Jam. That's my all-time favorite.
That you passed the first test of bravery. So you are, yes, we will continue the interview. Great job, my friend. Are you excited for Space Jam 2?
Yes, super excited. LeBron's one of my favorite players, so I want to see how they reiterate a classic.
I'm excited too, man. It should be good. David, congrats, man. What a game by you last night. 27 points, 15 boards. Your defense, though. I mean, this is a Boise State team that's very deep. If one star doesn't kill you, two others might. You guys contain this team that's averaging 81 points per game to, what, 56. What a win last night, my friend.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, the defense was awesome yesterday. Having that mentality of, you know, them being a great team and us being also a pretty good team as well. So we just wanted to lock in on the defensive end, and I'm just proud of the guys that we did that.
Yeah. What was it about this matchup? I mean, you've been doing great all season, man. I mean, averaging over 16 points per game, but you just went off. You were in control in this game offensively, defensively. What about these matchups did you see early on and you said, all right, this is going to be a big night for me?
We just wanted to, stick to the script and stick to our offense, moving the ball and sharing it and getting out in transition. That was probably the biggest thing. We had a lot of transition points and points off turnovers. So, that's kind of what propelled us to the lead in the first place. And then also just, having a bunch of 3-point shooters around me, made it a lot easier for me to have space down low in the post and also just getting rebounds too.
You guys are up big, 40-25 at the half. However, Boise State, they come back. They make it kind of a game there. I think they get it within five, David. But you just mentioned it with 3-point shots. Tanjay comes in, knocks it out, two quick ones for you guys. And then you didn't really look back at that point. But as you know, basketball is such a game of runs. Is there ever a point? I'm watching you at the free throw line, and I'm wondering if that's going through your head where, man, they're starting to make a run here. Do you just think, all right, we got to try to weather this storm here. If we can do that, we'll be okay.
Yeah, I would say so. Understanding of basketball is a game of runs. So, they go on a run and then it's our turn to go on a run. So we just had to regroup and execute our offense and again play great defense and the game will take care of itself as long as we, stick to the script.
We're talking to Colorado State's David Roddy. Big night last night, 27 points, 15 rebounds. And listen, I mean, Boise State comes into this game favored by 3 points. You guys win. You win by 22. You got them again tomorrow night. That'll be an interesting test. But do you kind of feel like the pressure's off now? I mean, when you look at these mini-series kind of games that COVID has kind of forced the conference to have, do you feel like the pressure's off a bit going into tomorrow night's game?
I wouldn't say so. As long as we take it day by day, Boise's a great program, an elite program. It's kind of the similar way that we lost to Utah State and then coming back and winning that second game. I expect them to come out with everything they have and we just have to come and prepare and come out with that same toughness and mindset that we had the first game.
David, going back to, earlier in the season, and you just mentioned the Utah State situation, you guys make these monster comebacks against San Diego State. We've seen it in a lot of wins you guys have had. This is one of those where you didn't need one of those. I mean, again, against a Boise State team that's tough. That was a nice test for you guys, though. Okay, we had the lead. They made a run. We survived it. That's got to be another a point for you guys looking at saying, all right, even when we get up big, we know we can handle a lead, too.
Yeah, I'm just really proud of my guys and the team for understanding that situation and keeping it. We just wanted to start off strong early, and that's what we did, and we kind of held that lead, for the rest of the game. And so I'm just really proud of the growth the team showed definitely last night.
So much is said about Boise State's depth, and we were talking about this yesterday, looking at you, obviously yourself and Isaiah Stevens, those are the big names we talk about, the national media talks about, but it's starting to get to this feeling where, yeah, you guys are going to get yours, but at any given moment, it could be Tanjay going off, it could be Deshaun Thomas going off, Thistlewood. Are you starting to feel, hey, we kind of have that deep bench that they're talking so much about with the Broncos?
Yeah, I would definitely say so. I mean, all year, you know, we can go into a game and I can have, you know, 10 to 12 points, and then they will have 10 to 12 points, and then Kendall can go off for 21 points on seven threes. Like, you know, Adam Thistlewood can go off as well. So we're a really balanced team, and everybody can definitely, you know, put the ball in the hoop.
We're talking to David Roddy, Colorado State Rams, superstar sophomore, had a big game last night, 27 points, 15 rebounds. Is it tough for you, though? You guys are having such a special season. We're all watching it. I mean, national exposure last night, CBS Sports Network, but not having the fans. That Moby Arena can get so loud. It can be so exciting. How have you guys been able to deal with that aspect?
Yeah, it's been really tough. We really miss Moby Madness and just, you know, how many people are supporting from home. We really appreciate it. And, you know, just thinking from that game and just after the game, I was just thinking in my head, I was like, I wonder how many people would have been here and how loud it would have been when everybody's hitting those big threes like John did and everything like that. So, you know, just thinking about that. But, you know, as a team, we just wanted to focus on ourselves. And you know, we have great chemistry and we have a great culture over here. So, you know, we're all rooting for each other and we all cheer for each other. So, you know, just focusing on ourselves and the mission at hand is the biggest thing that keeps us together.
There's been a lot of talk about yourself and Isaiah Stevens, and I don't think no one's saying we're surprised anymore, but you guys stormed onto the scene, both of you, last year out of nowhere virtually. Is that kind of crazy to you? Because a lot of Rams fans talk about it, and you guys just so quickly how you adjusted to being stars for this team, and you're both, you know, side by side doing this. Does that help to have another guy reaching those that kind of same status?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, Isaiah's a great player. He's definitely an elite player, an elite point guard. And, you know, he and I are like-minded as well. So we bond well off the court as well. So he's just a great talent and just a great kid in general. So, you know, I'm super, super glad that, you know, I get to be teammates with him.
Yeah, well, we're super glad too, my friend. It's so much fun to watch. You had a lot of opportunities, though, in high school. Obviously, a lot on the broadcast. Folks were watching, talking about your football career. Shot put and discus, too. I was a track guy, too, so I like that aspect. Was it always basketball for you from day one? Were you always thinking, okay, basketball's the sport I'm going to go to the next level at?
Initially, no. You know, I have an equal love for both football and basketball. Every time, you know, the fall season starts, I kind of get an inch to put the pads on it and see if I can still have it. But Coach Medved doesn't allow that anymore, so doesn't allow me to be near football. So, but yeah, just I had equal love for both sports. I just decided off of the relationships that I had with each coaching staff. And CSU was definitely the right fit all the way around. And so I decided to choose that avenue of basketball and came to Fort Collins.
So you're telling me there's no conversations between Coach Medved and Adazio about the, you know, jumping into the quarterback depth chart at all? Nothing like that's going on?
No, there is absolutely no talks about that.
David, man, we love watching you. Excited to get you on the program. Want to keep going. Would love to get you back on soon. Big test tomorrow night. But now, I mean, you've taken down in this conference, which is very competitive. You found a way to split with San Diego State, Utah State, and already with Boise State. So, I mean, are you guys talking about those big-time goals and taking down the rest of this Mountain West Conference?
Yeah, we're just taking it day by day and game by game. Again, we just got to regroup today at practice and focus on the next big game against an elite team, and then we'll go from there.
All right, my man. Hey, Space Jam 2, it's coming out soon, so I'll shoot you a text. We'll get your official review of that movie sometime whenever it comes out.
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right, man. Congrats on the win and good luck tomorrow night.
All right, thank you.
All right, that's David Roddy. Big game last night again. 27 points, 15 rebounds. He's just a well put together guy. He's a great, great leader for this team, and he's a sophomore. Unfortunately, Coach Adazio and Nico are not talking about any kind of crossover there. But he's sensational. He's fun to watch. I've got it pulled up right here, Colfax. His football stuff. He's good. He's getting out of tackles. He's running all over the place. He's pretty damn good on that side of it. So we had an offer from Wyoming as well, had offers to play football. I always wonder what goes through these guys' head, because if you love both sports, what ultimately pushes you over the edge to say, all right, basketball, this is the sport that I'm going with. Well, I know Rams basketball fans are certainly excited that he chose to play hoops. 31 minutes after the hour. If you missed that interview, we'll have it loaded up pretty soon. Our big interview of the day. We'll have it via Twitter, social media, and of course at 1310kfka.com and thewholeshow.com. Now, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.